And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi everybody, good morning to you. Welcome right around the country. A sleepy Sunday morning, but we are beaming up the East Coast, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, and west we head to Adelaide and Perth via 6PR. Hello one, hello all. The one number to reach us and our panel of experts over the next hour is 131873. Simple as that. 131873. It's Ed Phillips here, joined by a slightly under the weather stunner, Sally Obermeida, but a banging head today, you poor lamb.
I've got a little, bit of a shocking headache this morning. I know. I think it was just too warm in the bedroom last night, and then my neck's been out of alignment all week. So I think it's a combination of these things, and it's funny, isn't it? I think it's like all things with health and wellness. You really do take it for granted until you feel out of sorts, and then it's all you can think about. It really, your life does grind to a halt. So I am so happy to be here today.
We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. And that goes for all our listeners. And on the other end of our microphones, our favourite pharmacist who might be able to offer some assistance. He's a medical herbalist as well, Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Morning, Ed. Morning, Sal. There's an appointment made for you this afternoon, Sal.
Where at?
Provided you don't get a flat tire on the way. We can catch up. Let's have a chat later on.
You must get lots of migraine questions throughout your practice years, surely.
Headache questions, tension, stress, unnatural neck movements, things like that. You know, how often, Sal, do you look one way to look at a screen, then you might look back at a camera and you look at a screen, you look up, you look down, and you're in bright lights all week.
And
Ed, you know, in the spotlight all week. And that plays a toll.
Do you know, I really notice it. It's a lot of looking down. You look down at your computer, you look down at your phone. I look down to cook. I look down to the children, not because I'm looking down at them, but they're smaller than me, you know. So there is a lot of looking down. There isn't much looking up. So the neck doesn't have a full range of motion. Everything is downward, facing. And that's bad for the neck.
Yep. You know, it's very interesting because when you were talking there, Ed put his head up like a chook drinking water. You know how they put their head up. It won't work as quickly as that, Ed.
Think about it. I watch my kids on their little iPads, you know, always head down, and they can do that for an hour, can't they?
Yeah.
And you think, you need to just balance things out. And it's like some dominoes. If one sort of kink goes out, then the rest can follow and throw you out.
Totally. And the neck, the back, these things, I guess they hold your whole body in place. So when they're out of alignment, you really feel it in your hips, you know, the whole lot. So
hang in there, Sal. Well, you're safe with us.
There are plenty of triggers to add into that jigsaw puzzle of headaches and tension, headaches and migraines as well. You've got to have a look at the foods you've had as well.
Definitely.
So it might be part of the problem. For me, it was always, I think, cheese, which is so cruel by Mother Nature, and oranges would set me off and give me some big headaches sometimes.
Wow. I guess if you've got some, because it's a little, especially around the cheese, that was real mean.
Someone doesn't like me up there. Anyway, but maybe there's some other options and we can discuss those a little bit later on. We're here to help you with whatever aches and ailments are perhaps perturbing you. 131873 is our number. Gerald is here along with Sal, who's going to give us some lovely perhaps food options as well that might be triggers for you, or ones that'll help you feel a little bit better as well. Take advantage of the next hour or so and our experts are standing by. 131873. What are we looking at in the A to Z of vitamins today, GQ?
Today, Ed, we're looking at men's health. We're looking at prostates, so that gland that usually for chaps over 50 starts to grow and sometimes put pressure on the bladder. And that, from a partner's perspective, can cause enormous disruptions to sleep because you're up and out of the toilet all the time.
It's been Men's Health Week, hasn't it?
It too? Has.
So very
yes,
timely.
It has. Really
also going to have a chat to Carol Banks, who's the CEO of the Motor Neurone Disease Australia. We lose two wonderful Aussies each week to MND. And it can strike anybody. There's no known cure or effective treatment, in fact. And hopefully Carol will shed some light on some of the symptoms and ongoing research into the condition as well. Also going to reveal some of the various benefits of olive leaf. We've spoken about that before. It's quite a wonderful extract. And Jo Stanley will call in a little bit later. She fronts the House of Wellness TV version of the show, and she'll have a preview of some of today's highlights coming our way. By the way, everyone who goes to air today with a question for either Gerald or Sal or a contribution will get themselves in the draw for a $100 gift voucher. Nice to walk in armed with some cash that you can spend at any Chemist Warehouse store across the country. So give us a buzz, 131-873. Love to chat to you across the course of the next 60 minutes or so. Sal's got a headache, so I shouldn't yell so much. I'm sorry.
Just nice and quiet,
whisper.
Please.
We're back here with more of your calls. We might take a quick break here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Buy Link's Gotcha for Life body wash or spray and support men's mental health. Just $2.75 each at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, we love a healthy superhero here on the House of Wellness. BioGland Cacao Powder fights fatigue and offers support in times of stress. BioGland Cacao Powder is your must-have secret weapon. It contains magnesium and iron to support energy, mood and stress. Add it to coffee, to cakes or smoothies. Will you be a hero and get BioGland Cacao Powder from Chemist Warehouse? It's just $7.49. BioGland are, of course, proud sponsors of Nutritious to Delicious. You can find their fantastic recipes under the Eat tab of our House of Wellness website. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nice to be sharing Sunday morning with you. Ed Phillips here, joined by Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermater. Let's talk MND. Each day in Australia, we lose two lovely Aussies to motor neurone disease. It can strike anyone, and there's no known cure nor effective treatment as well. And tragically, those diagnosed with motor neurone disease have a life expectancy in the range of some 2 to 3 years. To find out more about the disease, we're joined by the CEO of MND Australia, Carol Burks. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Ed.
Thanks for joining us here on the House of Wellness. Tell us exactly what motor neurone disease is.
Yeah, motor neurone disease is a disease of the nerve cells that run from our brain and spinal cord that then connect with the muscles, so that gradually it robs people of their ability to walk, to hug their loved ones, to speak, to swallow, and ultimately to breathe.
Oh, Carol, it's just an awful disease. Tell us, if you can explain, how do you get it? Is it genetic? Is it?
Look, in about 10% of cases, it is genetic. So there will be other family members that have had MND in the past, or are currently living with MND, so you know that it has that genetic predisposition. But 90% of people, it just hits out of the blue, and we don't know why. There are lots and lots of theories, and there's lots of research looking at what could be the causes. So it's likely to be a combination of things that lead to this sort of this impact on the nerve cells.
Carol, the reassuring thing is that there's so much happening with MND now from an awareness perspective. We've just in the football states been through the Neil Danaher Big Freeze number 5, which obviously is a driver of research funds. Tomorrow in Darwin, there's a massive walk for an AFL footballer up there who is really struggling. But how are we going with research? Are we getting anywhere in trying to understand the etiology of the disease? Where are we up to?
We are. There have been great strides in research, particularly over the last 5 to 10 years. So there is there's a fabulous research community both here in Australia and globally that all work to collaborate and are all working really, really hard to try and uncover so many mysteries that surround this disease. You know, they need to look at what's causing it, what the mechanisms are then, what occurs within those cells. And we need to come up then with effective therapies and treatments. So there's a lot to do, but there have been great advances in the last few years, particularly.
How do we help people who are living with it? We talk about therapies and treatments. What are they?
The key really is, the key to quality of life is access to care that meets the needs of each individual. Each person with MND will be impacted differently, but they need to be able to access health care that meets their needs, disability care if they're under 65 so that they can stay at home, and if they're over 65, then their home care support comes through the aged care system, and we need to make sure that they can access support through that system, which can be challenging.
I'm talking about aged care facilities as well. What about the onset of symptoms? Does it strike people younger in their teens, 20s, 30s as well?
It's across the board. It is a disease mostly of adulthood, so people sort of 18 and over. And the peak age of onset is 50s and 60s. So it is across the board, but it's that sort of middle age that really it does tend to be more prevalent.
So the reassuring part, Carol, is that we're heading in the right direction. And look, just from my own comfort, are we seeing more in Australia than other parts of the world? Is it one of these diseases where we can say, look, depending on our area from sunshine, perhaps, does that have any relevance at all, or is this a worldwide issue?
It is a worldwide issue. You will find that prevalence is sometimes a little bit higher in some countries than others, and that's often to do perhaps with, you know, the genetics of that particular population. Yes. But mostly it is a global disease, and it's across the globe that this impacts. So, yeah, we do work to collaborate with our other associations around the world as well.
You're doing a terrific job right across Australia to raise awareness on it. Is there a website people can also refer to, Carol?
There is. There's the MND Australia website, which is mndaustralia.org.au. And through that website, people can then link through to their state MND associations. And they're the associations that provide that direct support and services to people living with MND today.
mndaustralia.org.au is the first port of call there. Appreciate your time this morning, Carol.
Thank you very much for helping to raise awareness of motor neurone disease.
Thanks, Carol. Continue the great work. Carol Burks, their CEO of the Motor Neurone Disease part of Australia. So there we go, raising awareness as a nice, I guess, finale to Men's Health Week. And there was such a great drive, as you mentioned, through the football states, the AFL states, with the great work being done by Neil Danaher, who's one of the high-profile sufferers of that as well. All right, let's take some of your calls. 131873 is our number, by the way. Happy to speak to anyone right around the country. Let's grab Ray, who's been standing by patiently in East Keylor. And Vic, hi, Ray.
Good morning,
Ray.
How are we?
We're well. How can we help?
Yeah, I have a lovely partner who's a diabetic. And he's read a recent article about thistle milk tablets that would actually help the diabetic situation. Can you perhaps fill me in on that?
Milk thistle is a wonderful herb, Ray, which is mainly associated with support for the liver. And I've actually seen over the years some massive improvements in blood sugar control when efficient liver function is there. So there are a couple of things from a holistic perspective, Ray, which your partner could consider. One is a cereal that's called Beta Glucare. Now, this is a cereal you have for breakfast that you can buy from your pharmacy. A wonderful research showing the effects of better blood sugar balance across the day. Vitamin C has been in the news recently to help stabilise blood sugar, only 500 milligram twice a day. And the other quite famous one is aged garlic extract, Ray. So there's a string of things, and it's all about quality of life and good blood sugar control. So now if you want more explanations on those things, drop me a note to houseofwellness.com.au, Ray, and the Ask tab, because I can expand on those suggestions if you wish. So
there we go.
Best wishes.
Ray, our first caller, and in the draw for our $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store, as are all our callers. Gerald will pluck a lucky winner at the end of the show. 131-873 is our number. Let's come to Jane in Altona and Vic this morning. Hi, Jane.
Hello.
Hello, Jane. How can we help you?
Yes, I have this burning legs from my knees down,
yes,
and pins and needles, and I took MRIs, ultrasound, MRIs from my back. And
what did that show, Jane? Show anything? Okay.
Nothing.
This is called nerve or neuropathic pain, and what you do, the nutrient for that is called lipoic acid, so it's L-I-P as in lip, and then O-I-C that you can get from your Pharmacy, Jane. It's a 400 milligram dose twice a day. It's a wonderful way of reducing nerve or neuropathic pain. As well, vitamin B12, and in the sublingual form, so in the form that you let dissolve in your mouth once a day. And those two things will make a difference to the intensity of that pain and settle it down. So good luck with that, Jane.
Thank you for your call, Jane. 131-873. This is the House of Wellness. We've got our website as well. You can reach us via that, as Gerald mentioned. Houseofwellness.com.au. There's our recipe tab to follow up on some of the nutritious to delicious recipes from both Sal and Zoe. And the Ask tab to reach Gerald as well. It's on the top of the page. Houseofwellness.com.au. Let's take a little break. More coming up on your Sunday morning right after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Buy Link's Gotcha for Life body wash or spray and support men's mental health. Just $2.75 each at Chemist Warehouse.
Look as good as you feel with the Aven Derm Absolu range from Chemist Warehouse. The highly effective anti-aging range is dermatologically recommended and is clinically proven to fight sagging and improve skin firmness in mature skin. In fact, clinical trials showed that 95% of women felt their skin was firmer after 1 month of use of the night balm, and 84% saw their skin visibly lift with the serum. At Chemist Warehouse, the Aven Derm Absolu range starts from $60.49. Choose Aven, the experts in sensitive skin. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It is the hour each Sunday morning dedicated to your health and your wellness, and we're here just a phone call away. 131-873 is our number. Gina, coming to you this morning in Pasco Vale in Vic. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello,
good
Gina.
Morning, everyone. I've got a query for Gerald regarding, I've got a 15-year-old who's in the process of doing scopes and samples tests to see if he's got IBS or Crohn's.
Yes.
My question is, what's the difference between the two? Is it treatable, and how can it be treated naturally, or is there medications and whatnot?
Look, I think sometimes, Gina, we get so focused on the disease differences that we forget that there's a 15-year-old who's in incredible discomfort. So let's look at making him more comfortable. You can buy for him a fibre which is designed to settle the motility of his gut. That's called Sterculia, S-T-E-R-C-U-L-I-A. And he can have, depending on his size, is he a big bloke, big 15-year-old?
Yes, extremely torn, very lanky.
Okay, and so there against part, he's growing and putting enormous demands on his growth. And so therefore, simple foods, and keep an eye on what foods he eats. Any that upsets his tummy, make a record of. You can do your own bit of research there. There is a probiotic called Saccharomyces. It's a long name, but the abbreviation, Gina, is S for Sam, B for Betty. That comes in capsule form, and he can have that once a day. We talked about that a few weeks ago on the show. And digestive enzymes. Now, all that does is help his digestive system work effectively. And bear in mind, if it is IBS, there's an emotional state to that. So if he's stressed at school, stressed at home, got exams coming up, because of this enormous relationship between our brain and our gut, that's going to reflect in gut function. Simple foods, Sal? Simple foods.
I think steer clear of things that trigger it. So it might be, for example, and it is a little bit different for everyone, but generally things that have a lot of fibre actually tend to make it worse. So things like broccoli and cabbage, which you'd think, oh, they're really great foods, or cauliflower, they actually can end up being a trigger for people with IBS. So you might want to steer clear of those. Some people also find on IBS that they're better without dairy. So that would be another one. And I think the thing, and I know it's hard because he is only 15, but ask him, I guess, if he can start to eat and monitor how he feels, and he'll find his own list of things that'll be his kind of 10 or 15 things that he's like, you know what, these foods, whilst healthy in a sense, like I said, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, all very healthy, but if you have IBS, they can be triggers. So he'll be like, you know what, I need to steer clear of those.
And Gina, just to avoid any confusion there, those fibrous stuff, things that Sally mentioned, they're different than the soluble fibre that I mentioned, which essentially, when you swallow it with a glass of water, this Sterculia gently swells, picks up bits of pieces of waste, forms them into a passable mass, and settles his tummy, because that's probably part of the issues at the moment as well. So it's a different fibre perspective. So good luck with him.
It's awkward when you have to have the talk with your teenager, you know, not the talk, not but the one
the
about
other talk.
Good food.
Yes.
And bad food. Good luck, Gina. All right, let's come to Peter now. He's in Tookley. A problem for your granddaughter, Peter. Can we help you out?
Yes, I spent the last week looking after my granddaughters, and the little one, she's seven. She gets eczema from time to time, and she also contracted impetigo, school sores.
Yes.
So she's got patches on her legs and that, and the poor little feet, she scratches, and she doesn't even know she's scratching kind of thing because it's such an irritating disease.
Yes. So you said, Peter, she had eczema or asthma at the start? Eczema, is it? Okay. Look, there's just a couple of issues. It's obviously avoiding the scratches is the most important thing, because with impetigo, which is a bacterial infection, it can cause massive issues. So the range to use, Peter, for her is called Xeracalm. Interesting spelling, X-E-R-A-C-A-L-M. Now, they make a cleansing oil and they make a moisturising bar. There, it's a lipid-replenishing combination, Peter, which will put moisture back in her skin. And also, too, if you could get a flavoured fish oil, that perhaps you can get little melts that are flavoured, but fish oil moisturises her skin from inside. And, Sal, how do you get a child that age to eat more fish? Age seven.
Crumbed.
Oh, there you go.
Honestly, crumbed is, you know, like there's no point fighting it. You get like a nice panko breadcrumb. And I think the other thing too is, think about what kind of flavors kids like. If your kids are the kind that like garlic, then put some garlic through the breadcrumb. If they like herbs of any kind, do that. If they like whatever kind of flavor they like.
Chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. Tomato sauce. The other thing you can do, which does work well with kids, is if you get a piece of fish, you put a little bit of, say, tartare sauce and then crumb it. It actually is quite yummy because they've got this kind of, they've got the crumb, they've got the sauce, and they've got the fish, and you kind of, in a sense, you're kind of hiding it. It's quite good. So that does work well. The other thing is if you want an oily fish, because I know it's very important with the skin diseases like this, you can just turn them into little fritters. So like salmon with like zucchini and carrot, and just fry them into fritters. They love them, and that's a good way to get salmon in there.
And remember, Peter, as a grandfather, you lead by example. So whether you like it or not, you will be enjoying crumbed fish with either tartare or in little patties
That's
or something.
Right.
But that needs to be your food for about a month just to get that habit established.
Nutrition by stealth. Good luck, Peter. Let's grab David now, who's on the line in Altona Meadows. Hi, David. Welcome
Hello,
to the
David.
House of Wellness.
Thank you. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Good morning. How can we help, David?
Just a question around the food allergy tests. My wife is very sensitive to, we think, of quite a lot of things, and we know she's lactose intolerant, but her tummy flares up a lot with a lot of things she eats, and especially I believe it's there's a lot of in the eggs as well. I wanted to get her a food allergy test, but we're sort of just having a look at them and how effective they are.
David, you can do your head in with these tests because you end up being sensitive to the fur on the left leg of a seeing eye dog, and it just, how far do you go? The best, as Sally has mentioned, is you keep your own record and get involved with your wife as well, that you keep on your iPhone or on your phone whenever she has some sort of reaction, which you'll see perhaps as a redness in her skin or itching in the crooks of her elbows, identify that food. And once that's happened, then you start building the list. Now, you can settle that down by helping her digestive system. And there's lots of digestive support available from your pharmacy, which essentially helps those three food groups be digested. Digestive enzymes, you can have a chat, and a probiotic as well, which helps lower down in her bowel and helps that part of her system as well. It's really difficult, Sal, isn't it?
I agree. I think food allergy tests, I think you can have them, and exactly like you said, GQ, you end up coming back with a list, and then you look at it and you think, well, what am I going to eat? This is going to be hard, but I think it is actually easier in a sense just to monitor your own body. And I think the thing is your wife, David, will eat like a lot of things in one day. And she'll have to just try and pinpoint as she goes, like as she eats each meal, how am I feeling? How do, have I got bloating? Am I coming up with a rash? What's happening in my body? Okay, that meal was all clear. Next. And you will notice, and eventually you'll go, oh, is it the eggs? Okay, let me try eggs again on their own before there's anything else in the mix and see if I can just definitely, you know, put that on the list as a no-no for me. Mm-hmm. And off you go. And you'll get that list. I often say to people, if it's a focus and it's important for you, within kind of 3 months, you'll have a list of what your foods are. And from then on, your life will be much easier because you'll just avoid them.
Yeah, it's rather serious.
And it also depends, it also depends on how you feel. So, David, if your wife is a worrier and you know, our wives worry, partners worry all the time, because why should we blokes worry? You know, we like to share it. So, David, that can affect her digestive system as well. So there's all these complications, isn't there?
Yeah, and being anxious around food, like, am I going to eat this thing and is it going to make me feel terrible? Yeah. It becomes this sort of terrible scenario. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important. All
right, hang in there, David, and keep us posted.
Thank you for your call, David. You're in the running for our $100 gift voucher as well from Chemist Warehouse. We'll keep the calls coming, 131873, and get to more of them after this quick break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Buy Link's Gotcha for Life body wash or spray and support men's mental health. Just $2.75 each at Chemist Warehouse.
We are well and truly into winter now, aren't we? Well, don't just survive winter, own it and love it with the Comvita Olive Leaf Extract range from Chemist Warehouse. Olive Leaf Extract has a tradition of use in Western herbal medicine to support the immune system and relieve symptoms of colds, coughs and sore throats. Made with Comvita's own extract, their Olive Leaf Extract high-strength capsules, 120s, are just $23.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. It contains soya. If symptoms persist, talk to your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
I was just thinking, there is something lovely about olive groves all in a row. The focus, of course, is on the olives and the product that is so wonderful. But at Comvita, at their olive plantation, it's all about the leaves. The leaves are used to produce olive leaf extract, which has a long history, as we've just heard, of use in traditional Western herbal medicine. And to talk about it a little more today, we're joined by Melissa Webb, who is from Comvita. Hi, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you today?
It's a wonderful plantation you have. How many? Let's count the rows quickly on your properties.
It might take a couple of weeks for us to count the exact number of rows. We've got just over 850,000 olive trees on our two farms. Yeah, and we're lucky we're getting some rain this morning, so the trees are smiling away.
Wow. What kind of variety of olive trees produce the best olive leaf extract?
We concentrate on four different varieties. We've done a lot of research. We started out with about 60 different varieties, and from those we've narrowed it down to the four that give us sort of the best range of polyphenols in our product and grow the best for the area that we're in.
Melissa, I've had the privilege of spending a day at your farm, and other than a close encounter with a snake in the toilet, which they didn't warn me about till after I'd been to the toilet, Melissa, I might add. Now, how do you control what, it's all about organic farming, obviously, and did I read somewhere where you use ladybugs now to control pests and insects?
We sure do. So we release ladybugs, and then they kind of hunt down and deal with some of the bad bugs that we do get on our trees. So, yeah, we're as natural as we possibly can with our pest management program.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you walk into the local general store and say, I'll have a box of ladybugs, thanks. So how it works?
There's actually a company that specialise in breeding ladybugs and some of the other insects that you can actually use to naturally fight off some of the pests that we do get.
I love that. Yeah. Well, I would take ladybugs over pesticides any day. A lot of the vineyards have a lovely sort of rhododendron bush or something, don't they, at the end of each row, so all the bugs go to the flowers rather than pestering all the grapes.
Yes. Yep.
Well, Melissa, we see lots of the emphasis these days, as we know from a herbal medicine perspective, is the strength of the actives. How do you maintain the strengths of your actives?
Yep, so we standardise the two main actives that are in our product, which is lurifen and hydroxytyrosol. So by standardising those two polyphenols, we're able to guarantee that we're consistently producing the product to the same quality in every single batch that we manufacture.
Okay.
It's just so sensational.
Let me ask you, for people who maybe are not familiar with what olive leaf extract actually does and what it's good for, can you, I guess, elaborate on that?
Yeah, so it's great for treating cough, cold and flu. So first sign of a sore throat, take some olive leaf extract. It's also good for cardiovascular health as well.
Fantastic.
And I mentioned earlier, Melissa, to one of our callers, it's a potency in helping balance blood sugar levels because you've done a lot of work in that, haven't you?
Yes, it sure is. We've done a lot of research into the full benefits of the olive leaf extract.
Right. Well, across Australia right now, plenty of people are listening in wondering how they can get well and stay well and live well and look fabulous. This might be a key component. Who would most benefit from using the Comvita products, do you think?
Everyone will benefit from taking olive leaf extract. So I've had my daily dose this morning, so I'm ready, raring to go.
Wow. Right. And it's something we should ramp up in the winter months as well?
It sure is. So like I said, the product is good for helping with cough, cold and flu and cardiovascular support as well.
Alrighty, wonderful range of products from Comvita and all homegrown to hundreds of thousands at last count of your beautiful olives. All right.
Yep.
Great to chat to you, Melissa. Appreciate your time this morning. Melissa Webb from Comvita there. 131873 is our number. Let's grab Lynn, who's in Kenmore in Queensland this morning. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
A pleasure, Lynn. How can we help?
Oh, I've got a bag of problems, and Hashimoto's is one of them, and fasciitis in both feet that burn a lot. And in the last month, I've suffered with terrible, terrible sinus and vertigo now. And I'm going to physio for the exercises, but it's still not helping that much. And I'm wondering if you can think of anything else.
Sure. I've got a couple of thoughts, Lynn. Are your sinuses clear now? Have they cleared out?
The sinuses, when you press just in your eyebrows there.
Sore?
Very sore.
Okay. If you could write down, please, Lynn, saline, S-A-L-I-N-E, which is a special isotonic salt water, which you get from your pharmacy, and you use that as an irrigation. But make sure you get the one that has no preservative in it, Lynn. Now, I am certain, I know you've mentioned vertigo, I'm absolutely certain from what you've said that those blocked sinuses are what's causing that. That's the underlying cause. And if you could irrigate your sinus canals and your nose gently, morning and night, I bet within a few days things clear and your vertigo and dizziness settle. So rather than treat with a Band-Aid the vertigo, let's look at what's causing it. And thank you for the clue there, because that will make a difference.
Okay, fabulous advice. Lynn, good luck. All the best. Now, with Men's Health Week being in the spotlight this last 7 days or so, and rightly so, a very timely A to Z of vitamins for us this morning, Gerald.
We're talking about prostate health, Ed, and we're talking particularly in the conversion of testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. A couple of big words, but in blokes over 50, that process makes a man's prostate start to the cells proliferate. So it puts pressure on your bladder. And there is an outstanding herb, been going since about 1900. It's actually named after you, Ed. It's called, back in 1900, it was called the old man's herb. And what that does is interfere with that process of conversion of testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, and therefore it makes urine flow better. Symptoms we look for in men that are a sign of this happening: interrupted urine flow, poor start, poor finish, poor pressure, frequent trips to the toilet because of incomplete bladder emptying, and all of those things can be corrected by using this really safe herb, which has been shown many times over to make a difference. So SAW, two words, SAW, S-A-W, and Palmito, as in palm, E-T-T-O, Palmito.
Excellent. That's great.
You know, by laughing, Sal, you only encourage him. So
sorry.
I urge you just to restrain yourself. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy for healthy energy and vitality. Try New Zealand's number one premium supplement, now available in Australia. We'll get to more of your calls, 131873. And Joe Stanley from House of Wellness TV will join us after this to tell us what's coming up on the show.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Buy Link's Gotcha for Life body wash or spray and support men's mental health. Just $2.75 each at Chemist Warehouse.
It is the House of Wellness, dedicated to your health each Sunday morning. 131873 is our number. Standing by is Jeanette, who's been very patient in Bowning in New South Wales. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, how are you?
Well, Jeanette, how can we help?
Good, good. Look, I'm a diabetic. I don't know if I've lost a fair bit of weight, I probably reduced my problem. Mm-hmm. But in the interim time, I've developed an allergy to metformin.
Yeah.
I look like a hemorrhoid with legs when I do take it.
Oh, dear.
And, yes, it's not a very pretty sight. And I heard what you were saying to the chaps about that chap's partner, and yes. I lost the last bit of it. I got milk thistle,
Milk thistle, that isn't as important as these things. Olive leaf extract, which we just talked just quickly there to Melissa, olive leaf extract, aged garlic extract, and the breakfast cereal based on a Nordic fiber called beta-glucan. Beta-glucan. And that's the fiber that you can... Now, those three things have all got clinical evidence to help blood sugar balance.
All right, Jeanette. Great options there. Thank you, Jeanette, for the call. House of Wellness TV beams out across the country today on Channel 7. Joe Stanley fronts it and has a little sneak peek of all the goodies coming up today. Hi, Joe.
Good morning. How are we all?
Hey, Joe. We're good. Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm looking forward to today's show because we have he's one of my favourite people in the world, Gus Warland, is on the show. He, of course, is the powerhouse behind Gotcha for Life, which is all about tackling men's mental health and encouraging guys to find that best friend, that guy that has got you for life, and someone that you can talk to about anything and everything so that, you know, you're not dealing with life on your own. It's so important.
And what is it about we blokes, Joe? Sorry, Ed. What is it about we blokes that we just don't reach out?
Well, you know, Gus speaks really openly about the fact that for generations you weren't encouraged to be, and that, you know, we had this rigid notion of what masculinity is, and that's all about sucking up your feelings and not showing a weaker side to yourself. Well, it's not a weaker side. It's a human side to yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really important that you feel free to speak about whatever's going on in your life and to be all the different colours of who you are with the freedom of that, you know. So, yeah, I just am so inspired by Gus and his energy and what he's doing to encourage men to look after each other, which
it's
I love so
must
much.
See TV today. Plus, we're going to duke it out with a physio, a chiro and an osteo and work out who does what. Great way.
And who does it best?
Yes.
Well, you know, we all have our thing that we love, and that's important, I think. But it's good to understand the differences between the three. So, yes, we have the chiro, the physio and the osteo all on the couch. Personally, I'd like to be on a bed and just be treated by any one of them. I'd be happy.
That's the way. All three in a row. Maybe we'll set that up for the following week. That'd be great.
Yes, for sure. And Gerald, you have a very important update on prostate health.
Yes. I've been speaking to Ed about that just briefly then, Joe. I don't know whether he listened, but I tried.
Plenty coming up.
Isn't this important to speak openly about?
Yes.
Don't consider it an icky topic. It's important to just be really clear and to look after your health.
And is it important to have a friend who'll actually listen, Ed? Because I feel like you tuned out then when GQ was sharing.
Why are all picking on me? It's three against one. It's not fair. I don't like it. Who's got me for life? You've got it in for me today.
I'll have you, Ed. It's okay.
Joe, looking forward to seeing you and the team on the TV today from midday. Check your local guides, though, across the country on Channel 7 for the House of Wellness. Spark on your Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much. We'll chat to you next week.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care.
Thanks, Joe. Oh, dear. And our winner today from our fabulous calls. Thank you, everybody, for your queries.
Wonderful calls this morning. The winner today is David from Altona Meadows on the food allergy testing things. How far do you go? What happens? And just, we need to just take it all in perspective. You are the winner, David, of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
And that can be spent at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country. 400 plus and growing. So very easy to go and cash in your $100. Thank you all for your company this morning. Sal, I hope you feel a little bit better. We'll treat your headache today.
I actually feel really good. I think of spending an hour with you guys. I feel fab.
Oh, well, there you are. You do need a practitioner.
If
when we've got a couple of pseudo comedians. Yes. A
little dose of Eduardo. Okay.
Just not too much.
And GQ.
Not too much.
See you next Sunday.
Bye.